Chagiga Perek Beis, Mishnah Zion 2-7, the last of the Perek, and the third in the series of three Mishnayos that discuss these five levels of foodstuffs, etc., that require different levels of sanctity and tahara. So, our Mishnah is going to start off by saying that Bigdei Am Haaretz Midras Leprushim, that the clothing of an Am Haaretz has the status of being Midras for someone who is a Parush. Let me explain all this. So, an Am Haaretz is someone who is not knowledgeable or careful regarding, and committed to being careful regarding Tumah and Tahara. And therefore, the Mishnah's basic point here is that someone who wants to be strict on upon himself, even when he eats chulin, but he wants to make sure that it stays tahor and he stays tahor when he eats it, so that nothing, you know, untoward should happen with him inadvertently conveying to him elsewhere. So such a person who's strict, the parush, which is synonymous with the chaver, found in other Mishnahs, he has to assume that any clothing that's worn by an Amah Aretz, who's not committed to keeping Tumah and Tahara, is Tameh with the status of Midras, meaning it's an Ava Tumah. Now Midras, you'll recall, or you'll be reminded right now, is one of the ways in which Tumah can be conveyed, and there are the more severe sources of Tumah, meaning specifically the Zav, the Zava, the Nida, and the Oledes. Those four convey Tumah by putting their weight upon something that is designed to support human weight. So, like, for example, the princess and the pea, if she lies on a 10 mattresses, one on top of the other, and she was a nida or a zava or yoledes, so then all the mattresses the whole way down are all tame, even though she never came into direct contact with the lower ones, and because she put her weight on them, and they're designed to support weight. And not only that, but all the mattresses have the status of being an Av HaTumah. And that's really remarkable, an unusual feature of Tumas Medras, which is that this thing stays as an Av, like, so to speak, like a source of Tumah as opposed to a Rishon. It's not, all 10 mattresses are still Av level, they're not going down like Rishon, Sheni, Shlishi, etc., so to speak. So the point of our Mishnah is that if you are strict about keeping Tumah and Tahara, you have to assume that any clothing worn by an Am Haaretz is Tameh, and that it's an Av HaTumah, because that's a rabbinic requirement to keep people on the extra careful. And these are all rabbinic requirements, and that's the first of the five steps. Now, the next step, we're actually, the Gemara points out that we skip the Meister Sheni, but the same thing should apply here, just skips right to Bigdei Perushin, people who eat chulin, but they eat their chulin only in a state of tahara, they're careful to eat it only in tahara. So their midras, their clothing, is all assumed to be an avatuma laochle truma, for someone who wants to eat truma, meaning that someone who wants to eat truma has to, and he came into contact with that anyone's clothing who wasn't maintaining tahara for the sake of eating truma, he has to assume he became tame, etc. And again, we skipped the one stage, which is someone who's going to eat maaser sheni is required to go to the mikveh before he eats it. That's a din d'rabbanan we saw previously, and that is going to be the a person who wants to eat Meister Sheni has to assume that if he came into contact with the clothing of someone, even if he's a parish, that clothing was Tameh, Tumas Midras, and Avatuma. Same goes for Bigdei Ochle Truma Midras LaKodesh, someone who's intending to eat Kodesh, meaning Kachim. He's a Kohen and he's going to eat Chatas meat, let's say. Or even a Yisrael is going to eat the Korban Pesach, and he comes into contact with another Kohen whose clothing was only kept tahor to the point of being able to eat truma. That doesn't mean that the clothing isn't tahor, but we assume in the Ramban it's not tahor, and he has to assume it's an avatuma, etc. And same with Bigdei Kodesh Midras L'chatas. The clothing worn by someone who's eating just kachim has to be assumed to be Tumei Midras, meaning an avatuma, for someone who wants to be dealing with the paraduma and it's the mechatas, the purifying waters, etc. Says the Mishnah, an illustration of this point, Yosef ben Yoezer. This is the Yosef ben Yoezer, which was the first of the five generations of Zugos. We saw a couple of Mishnahs ago. So he is like a gadol ador. And as the Mishnah says, Haya chasid shebekahuna. He also was very pious as a Kohen. So we can assume, of course, that when he is keeping his clothing tahor for eating Truma, it's going to be perfectly tahor. And midorais, of course, there's no difference. Tahor is tahor. So if it midorais, that's tahor for kachim. Excuse me, for truma, it should be tahor for kachim. And nevertheless, vaisa mitpachasom midras lakodesh, his clothing, his mitpachas, like let's say his turban, whatever, was treated as if it were midras, meaning it was an avatuma for anybody who wants to eat kachim, because even though he kept it tahor, he kept it tahor only for the sake of eating truma, not for kachim. And as a second illustration, Yochanan ben Gudgada, haya ochel al taharas hakodesh kol yamav. He, when he ate chulin, he didn't eat just chulin in a state of tahara. Chulin could only become tamei up to being the second degree, up to a sheni. But he treated all chulin as if it were hypersensitive to tuma, so much so that it could become even like kachim can, a revi'i, super tuma susceptible. He didn't let anything come into contact with his chulin, even if it could have made a tamei like as if the chulin were kachim. And nevertheless, v'aisa mitpachaso midras lachatas, his clothing, his turban, his mitpachas, was treated as if it were a tamei, as an avatuma, for people who wanted to deal with the paraduma and its preparation, etc. The point here being that even though he kept things to a status of super pure, it's not good enough. Now, there is an implication here of this Mishnah that since he was treating it, his chulin, as if they were kachim, he's working to like the status of kachim, which would imply, as the Mishnah does, that while chatas stuff is no good, if you want to eat kachim and you came into contact with his clothing, that would be okay. That's the implication of the Mishnah. But indeed, the Gemara says, no, that's not the din lahalacha. The halacha is that even someone who eats his chulin, his na'asa, his chulin, as taharas hakodesh, as if it were kachim, that's not the same as actual kachim, as actual kodesh. And therefore, the halacha would be that even if you're strict as if it were kachim, if you want to can actually eat kachim, you have to assume that this clothing also, that clothing as well, is tamei, and as an avatuma, as tumas medras.